Hello, welcome to the Dating Unmasked extra program. Here we're going to be talking about sex and safety and how to have sex, how to meet the person you're going to have sex with, how to have sex safely, all the things involving sex here during the pandemic. Why is that important? Because we're stuck. We're stuck at home. I don't know about you, David. But it's been a challenge. And so I'm really happy that we're here and that you can help me with some of my questions. And we have a list of questions from people who have sent in emails and responded to the original Dating Unmasked webinar. And so thank you for joining us.
Well, you know, there's a Karate Kid example. It's called Mask On, Mask Off.
Yeah.
Right? When to take the mask off. Now, first off, okay, one of the things you need to do is you need to judge their temperature. You know, there are people who don't buy into this at all. There are people who think it's political, like yeah. Me. You know, especially in the United States, when you have other countries, you know, I mean, here's the thing. This is worldwide, right? But you have countries that just don't give a fuck. Like most of Europe, you know, and they seem to be living their lives, right? And then you got countries like you in Colombia that will sound a siren. Oh, you're not wearing a mask in public, pull over, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And then you have the politicalness of the United States, you know, and if you focus in, and I hate to say this, but if you focus in on the states that have the worst caseload, are either a red state or a state with large electoral votes. Because if you add up California, Arizona, Texas, Florida, and Georgia, it's almost enough for Biden to win the election if he could take those states.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have the mishandling of that. California is always a state that's going to be targeted because of its high electoral votes, right? So you have this political thing going on in the U.S., and you have to judge somebody's, you know, especially your prospective date. You got to judge their feelings on the pandemic. You have to ask them plain and simple, because a lot of you guys are not great at communication and you're always trying to fucking come up with something to say, the right thing. So I'm going to give it to you and you can write it down. What are your thoughts on wearing masks and the pandemic? Or another way to put it is, how do you feel with all the stores and everything closing again? You want to have an open-ended question so they can give you their feeling. Because if someone gives that to me, I'm like, I'm over it. You know, it's like, I just think we're just going, I think we've gone overboard. I think we've put a lot of businesses out. I think, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, I can go on and on and on, right? And what happens is you do this in the initial conversation. Because if you're with somebody who's wearing masks and gloves when driving, you're not going to be getting a hand job from them very much soon, okay?
I mean, so are you telling me that even before you have sex, you basically have to have a political conversation?
Yeah.
To find out where they are? I mean, what I'm hearing is that means that you can only have sex with people that feel the same way about the pandemic that you do.
Yeah, so we're living... Obi, we're living in really controversial times. So, you know, if you're with somebody who is driving in their car alone with a mask, you really think that they're going to let you breathe and pump away on top of them? No.
I think on some level, yeah. I mean, so here's, from my experience, okay, I'm in Colombia, as you know, home of the most beautiful women in the entire universe. But they're also very afraid of what's happening. They're, I would say, very compliant culture. And so the, you know, whatever is said, hey, you know, you guys gotta wear masks, everyone wears masks. You gotta stay inside, everyone stays inside, which is good on one level because we don't have a lot of cases here. It's not that crazy. But on the other level, there's a lot of fear. And I've met a lot of women who are afraid. I invite them over, they're afraid to come over. But when they do, I mean, it's on. I mean, I've had sex and made out and all that stuff. And it's fine. I think there is some level of desire that kind of trumps fear, don't you think?
You know, there is. And by the way, in the United States, after talking to somebody who is in the inn, you know, they count everything as a positive until it's a negative. So that's why the U.S. has the most amount of cases, right? So they'll just count positives. The U.S., it's a money game, pharmaceutical game in the U.S., okay? So the fact is, okay, is that you're getting into this political conversation, but you have to judge their fear. So, you know, you have to ask them. You know, you're not asking them who you're voting for. You're really just saying, man, how are you handling up? I mean, what do you... what do you think about wearing masks? You know, are you wearing masks into stores? You know, you want to get an idea of that. You have to build comfort. And the fact of the matter is that is a great opening statement as you're flirting with somebody on Tinder or Bumble or online or anything else. You know, it's like, you want to know like their paranoid level. You know, you really do. It says a lot about somebody. You know, it's like, there's a lot of things. You want somebody to give themselves freely to you, and you also want to build comfort with them. So if you find out that they're very much into masks and gloves, you know that if you're going to go and get them on a date, okay, you got to say, hey, we can just meet somewhere. We can both wear our blue masks and gloves, and we can talk through our masks. And you got to build comfort based where they are, because you might meet somebody who's totally over it. It's like, I'm over it. I want to hang out with my friends. I don't even wear the mask. Okay, great. So you know exactly who they are in that moment. You have to pre-qualify that, because it's going to give you an idea of how adventurous they are on the other level and how much comfort building exercises you need to do to make them feel safe, because we have the biggest fear campaign we've ever had in our entire lifetimes. So you have to know how much work you need to do to build that emotional comfort. You have to build that emotional comfort. You got to build that social distancing comfort. I mean, you can ask them, hey, what do you think about social distancing? You know, it's like, man, the other day I saw somebody driving with a mask. It's like, would you drive with a mask on? I mean, these are things you need to talk about. It's like, there's no way to get around it. You can't get around this conversation. You have to have this conversation.
So this is one of the conversations, like, I mean, in other programs that we talked about, and even possibly a little bit in Dating Unmasked, you know, it's important on the first date, during the beginning of the conversations on text or through whatever dating app that you're using, that you kind of, you know, as you say, kind of qualify or pre-qualify the person you're dating and kind of see where they are. And through that, you can kind of create rapport, right? You can create rapport kind of knowing where they are in their lives, where they are in their day, where they are with work, things like that. Are you saying basically, you have to qualify where the person is with the whole pandemic and the coronavirus, and then kind of change or kind of tailor your conversation around that?
Yeah, you got to tailor your conversation. You got to really know where they're at. Plus, it tells you an idea of who they are also. You can learn about their personality types. Like, how come everybody I seem to run into and meet is over this thing and could give a fuck, right? You know? And they'll shake my hand, and you know, I shake people's hand, I wash my hand afterwards. What's the big deal? You know, it's like, you know, it's, you get people who are like-minded, because isn't dating and having a relationship is being around like-minded people. You want to be around people who are like you. You know, you work out, what do you want your partner to do? You want them to work out. You eat healthy, what do you want your partner to do? Eat healthy. You drink a 6-pack a day. Well, what do you want? You want your partner to drink a 6-pack a day. You know, you smoke cigarettes. You know, you really want your partner to smoke cigarettes. You want to be around people that share the same lifestyle choices that you share. Otherwise, you're a mismatch, right? So this is really great to get an idea of who somebody is and have an idea of if you share the same lifestyle choices. You know, what do? Have you been taking extra, you know, vitamins, you know, what do you do to boost your immunity? And someone goes, I haven't done much of anything. And here you are, you're pumping vitamin C left and right, and you're taking immune boosters. Is that somebody that is really fitting your lifestyle? Somebody who's sitting around, you got a big Dorito eating motherfucking fat chick sitting around, eating Doritos, not doing vitamin C. It's a great way to really weed through people to see if you share the same lifestyle choices.
Okay, let's do a quick break real quick. Can you stop the recording and then we'll start it again? I'm going to get a call and I don't want the call to come through.
Hold on.
While this is on.
I don't know how to pause it. Hold on. Yeah, you got to really see where you're at. I mean, I find this, like, I find dating during the pandemic probably the easiest time in the world to date, not the hardest time in the world to date, because people are lonely and depressed, yeah, down, and more willing to give you an opportunity and a chance, you know, and less games are going to be played, you know, because, you know, it's like, cause so many people are just sitting around. Like, if you're actually going to go and, like, you find somebody that you like, or you're interested in, cause you don't like them, you don't know who they are. Right? You're just creating a fucking story in your brain, some fantasy about them. Right. So you have this opportunity to connect with somebody. You know, I find the people that are aggressive, like the guys that are aggressive, that get them to FaceTime quickly and get them out on a date, it's like they'll put away all the other guys, because for one, it's like, you know, social distancing, exposure. It's like the first one to get her attention and go meet her, you know, then she can social distance herself from everybody else. You know, it's like people want less contact with people. So you want to be the one that gets the contact first. It's so easy, because, and if she sleeps with you, and this is another thing too, you know, you build the comfort up and she ends up having sex with you, you think she's going to have sex with somebody else? You've already breathed on her, unless you have your mask on the whole time. You've already blown your breath all over this girl. So she's not going to go out there. She's going to, like, want a relationship. She's going to want to be able to have more sex with you and hang with you. So even if she's just looking for a booty call, she's not going to be booty calling three or four people.
That's true.
You know, so it's really a lot easier than ever before.
No, I completely agree. It seems like women are way more responsive. You know, when I message them, they are so quick to respond. If I say, hey, come over, they're like, yeah. Like,
I know.
They're like waiting by the phone. I remember I had a date maybe about a month ago. It was someone I had met. We were talking, we kind of through the pandemic, we just didn't have the opportunity to meet up. And then we didn't talk for a little while, maybe like a month or so, because I went through a period where I was like, what's the fucking point? I'm not going to ever meet anybody. I can't meet up with anybody right now, so I'm not even going to message them. And then one day I just messaged her. It was like a Saturday. I messaged her. I was like, hey, you want to have dinner tonight? Like 20 seconds later, she was like, yeah, for sure. Let's go. Like, she was so quick to respond. She came over and she was like, oh my God, thank you. She thanked me for inviting her over for dinner. I'm not sure if that's ever happened before.
Oh no, it never happens. It's once again, because everybody's taking their same lousy habits, their laziness, their poor social skills. They're all taking their same habits that they've had for years, right? And dragging their feet, trying to connect with six or seven people, not making a decision, right? Yeah. They're all doing the same thing that they've always done. So if you're, but the thing is, people are just thinking to themselves, well, fuck, man, I don't want to, you know, this guy never wants to meet. This guy never wants to do anything. So, and I don't want to go out there and meet six or seven people. So most people are still doing their same attention deficit disorder dating. You know, they're doing their paradox of choice, a great book by Seth Godin, Paradox of Choice. There's too many choices out there. So people have this paradox of choice. So they're not able to make a decision, right? So if you're the one making that decision for her, it really triggers the fact that you're the man, you're a leader. Yeah. I want to meet you. You know, it's like, I want to meet you. You know, it's like, let's go break. It's almost like breaking fast. Let's go break masks together. You know, let's go meet up. You know, it's like, you're really interesting. You know, I'm using terminology. Guys are like, oh, aren't showing I like her too much. No, man, you're just showing interest. Like is nothing. You don't like anybody. You're showing interest in somebody. So to me, it's like the boom. You know, the one who gets her out, the one who gets her to the fucking social distance coffee shop, you know? I mean, there's not many places you can go, you know, the one who gets her to the park to walk around is the one that's going to, you know, and she connects with you. Man, sex is going to follow very quickly, because there's a limit to how much self-stimulation mentally and physically somebody can do before they start losing their fucking minds.
Oh, totally. And I mean, even on to that point, like, first dates, instead of parks and coffee shops where it's kind of pretty normal or whatever, having them come over directly to your place is now no longer like a, usually if you invite a woman over, it's like, okay, especially if it's the first date or like, you know, very early on, she's like, oh, he just wants to have sex. Now it's actually so much easier because we're so limited in where we can go these days. Especially, I mean, wait, I don't know, it depends on what city.
Wait. I want to cut you off, but what you're using the media to your advantage, right?
Yeah.
What is the subliminal mind control phrase that's been going on for 4 months now? Safer at home, safer at home, safe. It's NLP, safer at home, safer at home, right? So of course a woman's going to come to your house because she feels safer at home.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like you got to be a fool not to be able to succeed in this. It's like safer at home. Not only that, it's the cheapest time to date because the bitch doesn't fucking expect a fucking dinner because none of the restaurants are open. You know, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to go to a restaurant. You're going to go sit there. You know, I was in New Orleans and I go to a restaurant now and it's depressing as hell. I mean, the most depressing thing in the world to sit at a table and you see other people 600 yards away from you at a table. You know, and there's a lot of women, and not all women, but there's a lot of women who expect to be wined and dined, you know? So the fact of the matter is there's, you can avoid that. You can avoid the whining and dining, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you can avoid it to some level. I think if you're going to have them come over, unless you're going to play PlayStation together or something.
Well, no, you should cook a nice meal, you know? I mean, you know, there is, but it's nothing's, you know, I always said, you know, and I've said it for years and you know it. It's like, you're an idiot if you take them out to dinner on a first date. You don't even know who this person is.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, there's no reason to go and invest. What a food investment's going to get somebody to like you more? No, it's going to get them to expect more from you. It's like,
that's a great point.
Right? Dates should always cost no money at all. It should cost like a dollar. I mean, you're just exchanging information with somebody and seeing whether or not you actually connect or there's anything in common, you know, if you have common ground. So this is definitely, you know, definitely just a much better way of doing it.
Yeah. And you mentioned in the Dating Unmasked webinar, you mentioned how a lot of first dates these days are through some kind of a video, Zoom or Skype, or if you're on like Instagram, they have Instagram videos, and House Party is another one. So you've probably already talked to this person at some length before inviting her over. So now, I mean, you can kind of imagine that when you invite her over, this is like the third, fourth date. Sex is on the table, you know, like sex is definitely on the table when she comes over. And she wouldn't come over if she didn't feel some level of trust, right? No woman, regardless of how horny she is going to come over to your place if she doesn't trust you on some level. So I feel like it's on. As soon as she comes in, it's on. I'm not saying throw her against the door and start making out with her. I mean, that's one option. But it's she's definitely interested. So, you know, some guys who have a problem, what as your favorite phrase, escalating sexually. Now it's like everything's on an even playing field. Would you say so?
Well, yeah, and you got to use your words the right way. I mean, you know, it's like if you FaceTime the way we talked about and everything else, you're using words like, oh my God, this is like a great date. You know, this is like a date. You know, it's so cool to be able to just sit here on my couch and have a date with you. You know, it's like better than most first dates. You got to use those terminologies because that's all part of the seduction process, right? So then when she comes over to your house, she already feels like she's been on dates with you. She already feels safe with you. You know, she already feels comfortable with you. So you don't have to get into this whole weird mindset thing of sexually escalating. You can really just even ask her. I mean, to be a gentleman, it's like, because that's what we really are, right? You can look at her and, you know, as you're, you know, watching TV on the couch or talking or getting close and you're playing with her hand a little bit or resting your hand on her leg, whatever it might be, right? You can ask her, hey, how do you feel about kissing? Are you comfortable with it? Because that's all you're doing is building comfort anyway. It's all about building comfort. Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable with kissing? You know, because I really would love to kiss you right now. So you're respecting her social distancing guidance. You're respecting her stay-at-home order. You're respecting the CNN Fox mind control she's been fucking dealing with. And if she lives in California, you're respecting fucking socialist, communist, fucking Hitler Newsom, you know?
How do you really feel about this?
Oh, I think the guy's a scumbag, man. There's a great article on, the guy's a complete scumbag. There's a great article on World Health News on how he takes payouts from the Chinese. And he's like one of the most corrupt people that's ever run California. And California's had a lot of corrupt people. Because California is always the state that seems to be bankrupt. Yet in California, they charge 10% when you buy a car. Yet in California, they charge $800 for every single person who has a corporation. Yet in California, the sales tax is through the roof. In New Orleans, the gas was $1.80 a gallon. In California, it's $3.50 a gallon. Okay, why? Because of the taxes. But yet this state is completely bankrupt. So yeah, that's how I feel about it, right? So, you know, you need to understand as a person, as a man, building comfort is everything. And I think that's the biggest thing, because if you're on this webinar, you probably have had trouble building comfort with women. You probably have had difficulties building that comfort sexually with a woman. So this is the time that you actually can be more open and honest. This is the time you don't have to be, you're not an alpha guy. You're not. And it doesn't matter, because if the world was full of alpha guys, it would be Donald Trump versus Donald Trump all day long, right? You know, yeah. And that wouldn't work out in the long run. You know, it would just be a bunch of Putins and Trumps running around all day long, fucking consistently battling with one another. So by you saying, hey, look, I'm really attracted to you. I like you. I think you're cool. You know, how do you feel about kissing? You're giving them an opportunity to, really feel comfortable, because that's the messaging that they've been getting. Safer at home, safer at home, safer at home. And she goes, I'd love to kiss you too. And then boom, it's like, you know, how do you feel about cuddling up in bed? You know, it's like getting a little skin to skin contact. These are things you can do nowadays, because you're respecting people's programming after 4 months.
Mm-hmm. No, I actually think that's a really great point. Something that I've always loved talking about, and actually for me, I feel like this was would be a great lead-in to some of these questions that you posed, is talking about love languages. And I know we talked a little bit about it in the webinar, but how there's like 5 different love languages, and some women like listening, hearing things, someone like touch, some women like gifts. Like touch, I feel like, is something that a lot of people who aren't even necessarily touch people are suddenly becoming touch people, because as humans, like, touch is an important part of our kind of emotional health. Like, touch is super important, and I think that we get a lot of touch kind of randomly throughout the day when we're in a regular world. But now, where a lot of people are working from home, staying at home, being safer at home, touch is something that people are missing. And so I being a touch person, I was like, ah, yeah, it's like something that I've been really missing is touch. Like, how do you feel about touch? Like, you know, or oh, and then usually they start talking about them missing touch too. It's just a great way to lead into touching.
Oh, I think it's great. You know, and I think it's awesome. What are your love languages? Have your love languages changed over time as you get older now? Tell her, you know, because I met you when you were, goddamn, Obi, I met you a long time ago, man. You were 20, kid, what, man. 4, 23?
No, like, it was younger. I think it was younger than that. It was younger than that. Yeah, I was like 22, 23 probably.
Yeah, I still remember that party we went to like on New Year's Eve or something. And like everybody was so full of shit. Man, I can't wait to be out of LA. It's like, I remember that party and that girl who like, you know, she was attracted to me, but she couldn't show her attraction. She had to play it cool at her party, but yet she invited us to the party. It was just such games. I don't remember her name, you know, it was so long ago. But has yours, like, because mine used to be words of affirmation and physical touch. Yeah. I could give a fuck about words. People just talk. Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm words to me are like the, like they're like nails on a chalkboard now, you know. Yeah. It's like, they don't mean shit. Right. It's, I've been more about action. Like, I'm still touch, but I'm now more about the actions people do, not towards me, towards themselves.
Okay.
You know, which is really interesting, because it used to be like, oh God, I would fall in love with just words, and words were everything, and touch was everything in words. Now I'm just like, man, I can satisfy myself in every which way except touch, right? Because I'm not going to rub my own head. You know, it's fucking, it's like stupid, right? You know?
Yeah.
But now it's more like, it's the way they love themselves through their actions is what really, to me, shows me an emotionally stable person, right?
Yeah.
You can look at people who are emotionally unstable. You know, I'm not going to mention an emotionally unstable person by name, but somebody who, you know, is always codependently bouncing from one relationship to the next because they can't be alone, right? You know, you know that person. and it's just kind of, it's kind of ridiculous. It's just, you know, ridiculous. So you want to really ask somebody or really get to know yourself in one way or another, because we've become more self-sufficient than ever before, you know? Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's good to go take that test again and really see, because you're 100% right. The thing that's lacking in everybody's life is touch. I mean, I used to go get a foot massage every day. I mean, you know, they were about to reopen again before Hitler, you know, closed them down again, you know, and I need those foot massages, man. It's like, like my relief.
Yeah. And for you, that was a part of your touch. And that was what I'm talking about, is like, that's not necessarily intimate. There's some level of intimacy when someone's touching you. But it's not like you're going to go have sex with your foot massage person.
A lot of times they're like Chinese men.
yeah. But even then, throughout the day, you would get some level of touch and from that foot massage. And so you're fulfilled in some way. But when that's not there,
correct,
then you really miss it. Even in like, even just the hug from a bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, like things like those small things give you a little bit of that and during, you know, regular life. And so without that stuff, you start to really become starved of it. And I was talking to this, I've been talking, so first of all, you know, we talked about how great Instagram is for dating. It's my favorite dating app. I know it's not officially a dating app, but it's my favorite dating app. I was talking to this woman on Instagram. She like liking a lot of my stuff. She'd send me these little DMs every time I posted a story. So I was like, okay, she's definitely interested. I remember talking to her and she was like, yeah, you know, I'm really not even into touch. She grew up in a very religious family. And so she was like starved of certain things. She couldn't express herself sexually. And then finally in her 20s, you know, she like either left the town she was living in and she just kind of opened herself up to touch, to sex, to all these things. But still, she had these things where she wasn't still super into being touched kind of casually. And I was talking to her kind of over the course of the past few months. And now she's telling me like, oh my God, like I love touch, like I need touch, all these things. And it's so interesting how in the beginning she was like, oh, touch is cool, but it's not super important. Now she's all about touch. And it's because she hasn't had it, because she was missing it. Because when we have it kind of like, when we just go through our regular lives, we get kind of casual touch. When it's gone, it becomes super important. And so that's kind of why I think it's even more so, women are so ready to have sex. They're more ready than they've ever been, because they're missing this very human need. It's almost like they're hungry for it.
You know, they're beyond hungry for it, you know, and everybody, and the longer this goes on for, the hungrier people become, you know, and there are the people who are going to quit. And that's why, you know, that's why we're going to support you with, you know, a monthly phone call, you know, a monthly webinar. Right. You know, those are the people that decide to, you know, stay with us and, you know, get involved with us on a monthly basis, because you need that support, because things are going to be changing on a daily basis. You know, we may even have two webinars a month if things change drastically. And being a member with us, you'll be able to get an email and go, hey, we're hopping on a call, man. We may have some impromptu hour-long sessions with you guys because something might change that will give you an opportunity to really date better during the pandemic, you know, which will, you know, because things are going to be changing. Things change on a daily basis.
All the time.
And
all the time.
And, you know, for less than your cable bill per month, way less than your cable bill per month, which is a waste of money, because if you're listening to CNN, you should listen to you and I, because you and I are going to give you the proactive ways to go and really succeed at this. And that's something that I think is extremely, really important. You know, it's like an investment in yourself, because you're all saving money right now because you're not drinking coffee at home. You know, you're drinking coffee at home. You're not going out for Starbucks and so forth. And you're going to have conversations and you're going to have things that are going to come up, questions that are going to come up where you can submit your questions, right? You know, which we will answer. And you're going to be able to ask us those things because it's really important, because this is an unprecedented time. You know, just like women are craving touch right now, there's going to be a time probably in the future where they're craving, you know, a vacation, a trip, and you're not going to know where to go or what to do or how to come across it. There's going to be times when they're craving, they want a relationship, right? You know, and you may not be ready for a relationship and you got to handle that conversation in a right way. This is never been done before. And that's why, you know, shit, Obi, you got 15 years of experience in this. I got 23 years. That's 38 years of experience. That's older than a lot of the people who are probably listening right now. This is an unprecedented way. So touch right now is the big key word right now. But in a month, like I said, it might not be touch. It might be adventure. You know, they might open things up a little bit more and they may not feel safe about the opening up, because this is what's going to happen with CNN. Remember the last time we opened the state of Texas up? Remember all the cases that were counted, right? So people might be open, but they're listening to the CNN fear factor machine, and they're not knowing. You're going to then have to know what to say to her to get her to go out, because all of a sudden the dates are going to start to change. They may change from home dates to going out dates. You're going to have to learn how to go and get her back to your house in a different way. So things are constantly changing.
Yeah, this is a very unprecedented time, which is why I'm really glad that you decided to do this with me, because it's, everything is changing. There's always new information. The state of how we date is completely changed, right? All the old rules have been thrown out. It's really it's almost like the wild, wild west of dating now, because there's no structure to it yet. There's no routine. All their old beliefs have been shut down. Women are confused. They're alone. They're in need of men. Like, they really, like, if you're not in a relationship, if the woman is not in a relationship, she is looking for you. Like, wherever you are listening, she is waiting for you. And so, how do you meet these women? How do you bring them back to your place? How do you engage the topic of sex? How do you even have sex? Everything's changed.
Yeah, the ways we've been mentioning. It's not, and this is what I want guys to know, this is not strategy. It's very simple. You know, the ways that we mention, seeing where she's comfortable, with or without a mask, how she views the pandemic, going, you know, to recap, going back to your hat, you know, getting her to come over, making her a nice dinner, you know, touching her leg, you know, or touching her hand a little bit, you know, and they're just saying, hey, you know, how do you feel about kissing? You know, I don't want to break any boundaries. You know, I want to make sure that you feel safe. You know, it's like, that's how you build it, because sex is always built on trust. And I think a lot of guys don't understand the art of seduction is just building trust. It's like, I've never, you know, it's like, what, my seduction skills are always based on trust, right? All of a sudden you're kissing her, right? And, you know, you're touching her and stuff like that, and go, God, it's like, you're so, you know, all you have to do is say to her, wow, it's like, it'd be so nice to just feel you next to me in bed. It's just been so long since I felt anybody next to me in bed. It would be so awesome just to feel that. I'd love to cuddle up with you. And that's all you do. You just go cuddle up. And once you start cuddling up and all of a sudden she's grinding against you, she's going to give you lots of clues, because, you know, vibrator sales are up 621% during the pandemic. Okay. Girls' fingers are pruned because they're in a wet pussy 75% more than they've ever been before. Porn downloads have been up, you know? So you really need to just build comfort. You don't even need to sleep with her the first night. You can just cuddle in bed and just feel body to body contact and then whisper in her ear, God, I want you, but this is so great. Let's just, you know, cuddle all night long. And then like, you know, next time, you know, we'll just take it a little bit further. It's just always about building trust.
Yeah, and here's something that's interesting. I've had women talk to me about, I haven't done this with them yet, but she was like, hey, do you want to mutually masturbate together? Either like on the phone or on some kind of a video chat. A couple of my friends have actually even done so, like mutual masturbation. Because women are, like you said, constantly touching themselves. It is a kind of form of sex these days, which obviously it's always been some form of like sex, but even more so when you can't meet them immediately. Or maybe you've already had sex and she's not able to come over for some time. How do you continue that string of intimacy?
That's why they need to grab my program. That's part of like when you go and you were checking out, you saw a program called Phone Sex Revealed. Okay. A program that I did a long, long time ago. And it's literally me I'm not having phone sex with them. They're having phone sex with me. I'm not going to go and jerk off so everybody can listen to it, right? But it's the seduction of me seducing people via phone sex that I met literally on Match.com and some of the other dating sites and apps, right? So it's something that if you guys miss that product, you know, I strongly suggest that you go purchase that, because I can sit here and I can talk about it, but why should I do that when you can hear it step by step? You literally hear it step by step. Not only that, I'm giving a full breakdown, meaning I am pausing the audio and telling you why I said something, how I said it, and why it triggered a sexual response out of her. It's a phenomenal program, and it's something that you need to invest in, because during this pandemic time, phone sex counts as making love to them. Oh, it does. Sex together. So without it, it's like almost like your arsenal, you know, it's like, you know, I always tell people all the time, and I'm honest, I always tell people the programs you need to buy from me. You know, I'm not telling you to buy programs that show you how to meet women, you know, in person anymore, right? I'm telling you how to just buy things that, you know, will, you know, literally give you that arsenal that you need. And it will also help when you're on the calls with us. It will also help, because if you want, you can do this. You can record your own seduction that you do. And if the woman doesn't go for it, you can play it for us on one of the calls, and Obi and I can break it down for you and tell you what you did wrong based on the principles of Phone Sex Reveal, why you didn't do it the right way. So, man, we're here to support you, and that's what this is about. You need to just invest in yourself.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. And in fact, if you want to send anything over, just send it over to datingunmasked2020@gmail.com. That's datingunmasked2020@gmail.com. Of course, that email is going to be, probably got the email and one of our emails to you. It's also on the website itself. So it's really important, because the things that you're experiencing are things that other men are experiencing too, right? Your frustrations, your sticking points, all those things are things that other men are experiencing. So we love hearing about it. Like, we love hearing from you, and we'll definitely be adding some of that stuff to the monthly, the private monthly insider.
Yeah, and I think really that's the way to end this. It's like, we'll see you guys on the inside. You need us. I'm not, you know, I don't sales pitch anything, but I can tell you right now, if you desire a relationship, you desire to have sex, you desire a girlfriend, you're dating in unprecedented times. But you're also dating in one of the greatest times ever, because you have the opportunity to have a captive audience by doing things different than what most guys are doing. Most guys are still doing the old stuff, and they're doing the old stuff because they haven't, one, listened to us, two, they're doing the old stuff because they don't know what else to do, or three, they're just shut down totally because they've had complete social distancing, and they're used to social distancing anyway, because it really builds into the fear that they had the whole time anyway. You know, they were social distancing from the get-go, you know, and then they tried a couple of programs trying to meet people, and the programs didn't work, so they went back, and their master's is social distancing. So after 4 months of social distancing, they have just absolutely forgotten whatever they've learned. So, you know, you guys, I respect, man. It's like, I respect all of you. So, you know, come in the inside. If you haven't joined the inside yet, you know, once again, go back to the website, click on the insider, and we'll see you on there. Because, you know, we're going to do a call a month. We might do a call a week sometimes. It just depends on what's happening and what's going, because we're here to support you on your journey. And of course, all calls are recorded. So if you missed that call, because for some reason or another, you were out wearing a mask in Whole Foods at that time, you certainly can re-listen to it. And you've got the email address and everything else. So we're here to get you that girlfriend that you want. You know, you could buy your girlfriend activation systems and all this other stuff, but none of that stuff works anymore. Because it's totally different. So whether you want a girlfriend or you just want a sex partner, then we're here to support you on that journey. And this pandemic, guys, I mean, it's not going to go away. It's going to go straight through the election. And then there's going to be some miracle antibiotic or, you know, miracle, you know, vaccine that's going to come out. But they're going to string this thing out as long as they can, because they've been able to control all of you in it. For those of you that have not flown, you don't even need to show your boarding passes anymore when you go through security. They just take your driver's license and they swipe it, and they know everywhere you've been. Everywhere you've been. They're also telling you that they don't take cash in places. Why? Because they want to know where you're at all the time. They also tell you that if you go from Texas to New York, they want you to quarantine. And you say to yourself, well, how can they keep track of me? Very easy. On your credit cards, because nobody is taking cash. So they easily can. So there's a deeper control going on here that you need to read between the lines. The entire world now is at a dictator. It could be run by a dictator right now.
Yeah, it's once again, it's a very crazy time. I'm very happy that anybody that's listening to this call, that you're with us, because really you're going to be in that special group of guys that understands what to do during this time. Everybody else is out there trying all this old shit stuff that used to work, but we're in a different world now. And I actually think it's really important to acknowledge that, like, we're in a different world, we're in a different time. The old stuff is in the past. What's happening now and what's working now is totally different. And that's why it's monthly insider. That's why it's not just a one-time thing. It's a monthly thing so that you're constantly being updated with what works now. So once again, thank you for joining us. And thank you, David, for this conversation. It's been great.
Well, thank you, Obi. I'm going to say goodbye to you properly.
All right. We'll see you guys on the next one.